just how it will end. One moment in a sin, then we lose control.
Song Obsession. Cool and the Gang. I'm dropping the mic. I'm going to get a drop the mic sound effect.
Yes.
Because there's so many gems on this album, Professor.
Yes.
That are worthy. Oh my God. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. Promotion, promotion, promotion. And tell what the result of that promotion had given.
What? Stardom. I said, okay, I don't know where you expected another album. Well,
I'm talking about the message that you just got as the result of us promoting this entire album.
Oh, yes.
You got a message from one of the Studio W family.
That's exactly right. She is a member, official member. That's right. An underlined official member. She said she just downloaded the entire album on Apple Music.
And who is this?
That's Jackie, my great friend out of San Antonio. And oh, yeah. Thank you, Jackie.
And if the group knew that, I think they would be very, very happy with us.
Unbelievable. Oh. And I have a feeling that she's probably not the only one. Ladies and gentlemen, this album, people just want to have fun. What a great topic.
Yeah.
What a great, I mean, a
great title.
Title.
And the music sounds like that.
Really good stuff, man. Wow. I'll give my grade at the end of this, but I think you guys already know.
I think so.
Now, how many songs on this particular album?
15.
15. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have, okay, we just played, oh my goodness.
And
For the Woman in You. Whew. That's what we just played, Professor. No. Oh, that's coming up. No, the last one was Obsession. Please forgive me. For the Woman in You is coming up
next.
Yep.
And I found that artist that I could not remember who we played the entire album for. It was Smokey Robinson. It was Gasms. And that was April 30th. So, yes.
And I stand corrected because it was a couple of months ago.
No, it's all good, but I just forgot.
I did too, and I couldn't remember. It just seemed like it was yesterday. That's okay.
It was like just yesterday in the long and tall of it. Jackie, I got your message. You are entirely welcome. Planet Earth, she thanked me. Said to me, great choice.
I tell you, I met her a short time ago, but just a beautiful soul.
I believe
just a beautiful soul. Mm-hmm. And she shares this station. Jackie, I can't thank you enough. Okay.
You're one of our all-star
members, okay? Hey, go to the website and you can leave a comment. If you have any problems posting your comment on the website, folks, let us know, because there was a technical glitch that that Kevin and I discovered, a few weeks back, that people were leaving comments, but they weren't registering. Hmm. Okay. It was just a little glitch.
What they call these
widgets and all this kind of stuff.
Witches?
Widgets.
Oh, widgets. Yeah, I've heard of widgets.
I don't think that's exactly right either, but it's sort of like the same thing. Oh, no. It's plugins.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're operating a website, you have to have certain plugins that would allow you to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for instance, we wanted to post live videos on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We could not do that without the proper plug-in.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a digital thing that you have to be technical. Kevin, oh my God, he's a godsend, my grandson.
He's the one. He's the man.
He figures all this stuff out for me. Folks, because believe me, we're not just on Facebook broadcasting, okay? Mm-hmm. No, it's a whole different deal here. Uh-huh. We happen to have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Threads, and all Instagram and all of the above. We have all of that. But that doesn't help you to operate a radio station, right? You have to have different things and look. Not going to get into that.
A lot more going on.
Behind the scenes. And hopefully it comes across to you, ladies and gentlemen, in a magnificent product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I claim this is the finest in broadcasting, and I believe
it
that.
It is the finest.
Okay. And if anybody else has something to say.
It really is.
Well, let me know, okay? We'll have a conversation. In the meantime. For the Woman in You, this is Kool and the Gang, and this is Monday Night Madness, and I am WB.
And Professor Pop Culture.
Hey, that's him. In Jersey, I like this.
A fella met a special lady. They would move in a groove so close they couldn't lose. She said, hey.
finding my way back to her, back to the way we were, back to the way we were.
In you. Whew. So, Professor, you were right in the beginning, because the first song, Let's Party,
mm-hmm.
and I told you that was going into the rotation. Okay? Your predictions, or your prediction, rather, was 100,000% on point. You say, I got a feeling you're going to put all of the entire album, brother, into the rotation. Did you, or say you, did you not say that, not?
I believe I said something along those lines.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's exactly right. You're on the witness stand here, so you have to answer truthfully. Did you say that, or did you say not, Professor? Your Honor, the witness will not answer. Will you?
I said it. I said it.
Okay, good. We have a confession here. Okay. Well, my confession is you're exactly right, because I had, oh my goodness, that last song for the woman,
isn't that, yeah, man, that was sharp.
Love it, love it, love it. I still hear that island vibe in some songs here.
Well,
somebody's family came from Jamaica, or somebody's family came from the Caribbean, or somebody's family came from something.
It could have been a lot of traveling. I mean, you know, let's not forget.
Well, look where they were, in New Jersey.
Well,
so you have a lot of those cultural New Jersey, probably close to New York.
Sure.
I said New York. That slipped
out.
Yeah,
Like
Boston. Okay,
Boston.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I can't. My Boston accent.
No, you're fine. Okay, it's all good.
Oh.
There could be a lot. There really could have been a lot of visiting. I mean, don't forget, Ladies' Night came out of simply Robert Bell and his wife going to Studio 54 and several other nightclubs in one night, and they both realized these places all have a Ladies' Night.
Oh, you know what?
So.
I know it's on the chart here somewhere, but we're going to get through. We promised the entire album. Get to this entire album. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy, because we're going to play the last three songs of the album, which is titled, dropped just last Friday, okay? People just want to have fun. I love the title. That's what we want.
That
in
is.
Life, folks, you just want to have fun, don't you? Seriously. And in certain circumstances won't allow you to have fun, but that's all you want, really, to have fun. Laughter, music, dance, whatever, whatever you indulge in that makes you have fun. More power to you. Come on, folks. All right. This one. Is that my weakness? I knew it had to be, it had something to do with her. I knew it. Oh, this is Monday Night Madness. The baddest on the planet. Man.
If you want my heart, you got it. You got me soaring in the clouds from your loving. So give me all your fire. There's a chance that I may burn, but I don't mind it. Cause you're not afraid to show it.
My weakness. 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 My weak
That's What I Love About You. And this is 99 miles to JC, Professor.
All good.
It's the last song on The Cool and the Gang, newly released. People just want to have fun. Enjoy, folks. Kick back, grab a glass. Okay, Professor.
Yes.
Oh, it's time to grade this thing.
Grade it, man.
And we're going to grade it.
He went back to the jazz on that one.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay, folks. No matter when you tuned in, some of you may have, don't know what the top, or you had to have guessed it by now. Cool and the Gang. Their brand new release, their brand new album. There are 15 songs on this album, ladies and gentlemen. And the professor, he picked this out this week, and I had no idea that this was coming tonight, right? But Professor, I'm extremely pleased with, as usual, with your selection here, my friend. Oh, my goodness. Cool and the Gang.
Well, thank you.
Like you said, 63 years in existence, right?
In existence, but, you know, less than that if you're talking about professional work, yes.
Right. And we're going back to 54 years, I believe.
Yeah. Since the first album.
Right. And my guess was 53. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I stand to be corrected, but, hey, guess what? It doesn't matter. Folks, welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB and the Professor. And tonight, we are showcasing none other than Kool and the Gang. As I mentioned, this album, okay, and my grade. Oh, before I do that, you know I like cliffhangers, right?
Uh-huh.
I love cliffhangers. So I'll start something, and I'll just switch to something else. Mm. Yeah. On purpose, yeah. I like doing that. But anyway, I want to thank some people that's listening in, right? And I have to acknowledge...
Suck it to us.
Another beautiful lady.
Okay.
I happen to know her.
Okay.
She happened to be married to my brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Carolyn Brown. She's listening in. Now, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. Because Carolyn introduced me to Jackie. Jackie's in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn is in Richmond. Okay. In the RVA. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about something while I was listening to this album here. I said, Carolyn's listening. Jackie's listening. They are great friends. They're best friends. And they're able to enjoy some great music at the same time. And they're different parts of this country.
All right.
What I'm saying here, folks.
Yes.
We love to make a connection anywhere around the globe. Anywhere around the globe. I have an announcement to make before I give my grades. Yeah, I'm still holding off my grade here.
Yeah,
okay.
I see that.
Okay. We have a brand new segment on this network, and it's called Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, and Education. Can't leave that out, right?
Right.
And we've
right.
done segments on this, folks. I invite you to tune in Wednesdays at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. That makes it 5:15 on the West, 7:15 Central, and 6:15 Mountain Times, okay? So check it out, cultural awareness. And what we mean, I mean, cultural brilliance and awareness. I should add that as well, because we will feature artists, brilliant artists on this network. Some we know personally, some we don't, some we have been introduced to, but we love introducing brand new talent, okay? In business, you might have a thriving business, and you want to come on, we will interview you and tell us a little bit about your music, I mean your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll play a little music, we'll talk about your business, and we'll talk about some inspirational stories, and you know, you get the idea. In art, you could be an actor, you know, a man or woman of theater, like the professor is a man of theater, right? So you get the gist. Entertainment, we have new shows and new people, whether you're a comedian, you could be... in sports, you could be in, if it's cultural excellence, and when I say cultural excellence, we're not leaving out cultures, okay? It can be a different culture. We love focusing on Black culture because I just absolutely love that, okay? In case you are not looking at the camera, Okay, well, anyway, let's get back to this. The point that I'm making is we want to bring out a universal aspect to cultural excellence. Okay? You could be from anywhere. If it's culturally brilliant or genius or intellectually inspiring, we will bring that to you right here on the Buzz Network, because otherwise we will be defying our own agenda, because we say we are a global radio network. Well, then we have to adhere to the globe.
Absolutely. And I think that's axiomatic, just simply you being on the air 24/7. Was the need or the hunger for global connection one of the reasons in the first place?
Absolutely. Because I look at this also is that we are want to consider ourselves uniters instead of dividers.
I dig.
Because if anything this world needs more than, I don't want to get off on this tangent, because we'll take this up on the Boomerang Radio Show. By the way, let me go and give a plug for that. And that's coming up Sunday, any and every Sunday right here on this network, the Boomerang Radio Show. And we talk about topics that impact our lives. When I say our lives, I mean all of our lives, folks. And try to bring some sensibility to the conversation. Okay. Cut out this gaslighting, tomfoolery, and whatever word you want to use. And these are the cleanest words I can use right now. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. So that's what we do. We want to bring something that, because guess what? A community, a city, a state, a country that works together, folks, it works.
It's that simple.
It really is.
That's simple. So we know what we have to do.
Well, that's what I'm doing the best that I can right here. Okay. This is Studio W, and I mean a global radio network. So share this if you like what we do. Please share it with a friend. Please. Just go to studiow.buzz. 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 That is the website. It's secured. Please subscribe and leave a comment. If you have a problem posting your comments, please let us know, okay? You can go to my email address, which is william@studiowbuzz.com. And so, Cooling Gang. So, anyway, we love making the connection, because we have friends and fans all over the globe. All over the globe, and we love you guys. So, please let us know. And if you know any new talent that is really, now we're going to screen it. Obviously, we have to do that. Okay. We have to stick to our policies. We bring to you the finest, and we're going to give you the finest. Okay. So, but anyway, new artists, you brand new artists out there, please let me know. Send me an email. That's William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. And so, Professor.
Yes.
Now we're going to get into, oh, I've got to pull it. Oh, let's see. You probably already have this one. Oh, no, I don't see this one too on the. Oh, boy. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Jackie. Okay. You mentioned something about Ladies' Night, didn't you? You got it. Hey, Carolyn. Seven up.
You hear any noise?
Yeah. Hey, Kim Rogers, can't forget you, girl. Hey, Jazz, are you listening? This is Ladies' Night. Every night is Ladies' Night. From New York. Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, Professor, I have to play this next one here. Hey, look at that emoji there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, Lisa, you know, Simpson.
You know, everybody knows you don't have to look at the news to know that it's too damn hot out here. Okay.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
So silly.
I know. I love it, too. This is Monday Night Madness.
At 17 we fell in love.
High school
sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife. Forever life. I remember how we made our way. A little patience. The we pray. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot, too hot, lady.
Yeah.
Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love, oh my love. High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. How those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds.
Southern California.
And imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose.
Whoa.
What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love. Feeling the pain. Gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we've made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
so, so hot, lady.
So, so hot.
Gotta cool this anger. Oh, gotta cool this mess we made. It's so, so hot, baby. Yes, it's so hot. I just can't take it. I can't stand no more, baby. We were once lovers. We took our vows. A man and wife forever. Whoa. Baby.
You know, I know that he was talking about a relationship. And, you know, somehow that evolved into we talk about the temperatures.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh, which is great. You know, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I'm getting text messages. I got one from Mike Award out there in San Bernardino, California. Right? And he was saying it's currently, I believe, 95 degrees there. At 7:15. Okay. That is too hot, too hot. And then tell you how, when we talk about the connection here with what this network tried, our attempt to do is to connect different people, right? So,
yes.
Jackie sent a message. She says, I read it to you. Oh, you saw it.
Uh-huh.
It's 104 in San Antonio. And at the bottom, she said currently 92 degrees. Currently 92 degrees. I'm good. Southern California temperatures. So I think that she's talking about how she prefers the California temperatures to, and if you make the connection there,
mm-hmm.
that Mike was talking about. And so she heard Mike, and I don't know where they're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dialogue, hidden dialogue there. And
it's amazing here.
How we make the connection.
Yes. It's amazing here now in Richmond, Virginia. 77 degrees at 10:22 p.m. But that's still, you know, still.
Well, you know, I tell you, I was out early and it was 90 degrees here in Richmond.
Yeah, that was our high today. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, the humidity. When I was in California and they say, well, you know, that's hot. I mean, that's dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the 100s, you can forget me about the dry heat, you know, theory. Hot is hot.
It. Okay.
I don't care.
You ain't buying
it. It's going to make you sweat. Okay.
Did you spend a lot of time out in the desert?
Oh, my. No, the good Lord. It's 130 out there in Death Valley.
Ugh.
That's why they call it Death Valley, between... when you're going to Vegas from mm-hmm. Southern California,
mm-hmm.
right, you pass an area called Death Valley. Mm-hmm. And it has been historically,
mm-hmm.
some of the hottest temperatures ever recorded. Okay? And I believe that this week was up to 130.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, Vegas was 117, 116.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Southern California, I don't know what Southern California, I've been there with several weeks of 105 temperatures mm-hmm. in a row, several weeks in mm-hmm. a row. Mm-hmm. When I say several, there's more than one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good gracious.
Oh, good Lord. I'm not going to bore you guys with the conversation about when my air conditioner went out in July.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later back. More cool in the guest.
I'm joking.
I'm not joking. No, bro. Cool in the game. Monday Night Madness. Hey, Professor, if you don't mind, we've got so many songs here. I'm going to just do a little medley here. Okay, if that's okay with you?
Let's hear it.
You got it. Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor. This one is called Cool and the Gang. Oh, that's real good. And then remember this one. What movie? This is a soundtrack.
Saturday Night Fever.
Let's get this. Yep.
Remember the dance sequence now?
I do.
Yeah.
All I could remember, it was a movie. Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WB. And the Professor. Pop culture.
Thank you.
feel good. And wild and peaceful. You can pick up your mic if you want.
You gotta just listen to that one.
We'll leave it right there.